Hurricane Dennis is moving toward the U.S. coast of the Gulf of Mexico. It remains a Category 4 storm with winds near 145 miles an hour. It's expected to strike land late this afternoon. NPR's John Hamilton is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, exactly when and where is Dennis predicted to hit?
Well, that is the question of the hour, isn't it? Forecasters here are saying that Dennis is moving north at about 15 miles an hour, and so if it continues to go at that pace, it would strike the coast right around 5 p.m., between 5 and 6 p.m. East Coast time today. As for where it's going to land, Dennis is headed for a section of coast that's near Mobile Bay. That's just west of the Florida Panhandle. And that means it will probably pass close enough to New Orleans to cause some flooding, but it won't be a direct hit there, at least unless Dennis changes direction in the next few hours. The big problems are going to be in the western part of the Florida Panhandle, the Alabama coast, and the Mississippi coast.
And that's very close to where Ivan hit last year. Is it unusual to have two hurricanes hit the same area so close together?
Well, after last year, forecasters here are saying that they're not sure what unusual means anymore. There were four hurricanes that hit the U.S. last year. And, of course, some parts of Florida got hit by three different hurricanes all in the same season last year. But it's very unusual for a hurricane to be traveling up the Gulf so early in the season. It's only July, and usually the season doesn't even get going until August sometime. So people here say that it's also really unusual for such a powerful storm to hit this part of the Gulf Coast. Some of the forecasters were saying this morning that they have no record of a Category 4 hurricane ever hitting this area, and their records go back more than 100 years.
So does this activity tell us anything about the 2005 hurricane season?
Not really. Just because one hurricane arrives early doesn't necessarily mean that there are going to be a lot more during the course of the year. What forecasters here have been saying is, for several months now, is that the conditions are right for a big hurricane season in the U.S. The trade winds are blowing the right way, and the surface temperature of the ocean is warm, and warm water is what provides fuel to a hurricane. So it's possible that 2005 could match last year when four hurricanes hit the U.S.
And briefly, John, is any of this connected to global warming?
No, at least not exactly. It's true that ocean temperatures have increased very slightly in the past few decades, but scientists say that warmer water increases the intensity of the hurricane, not the number of hurricanes.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thank you, John.
Thank you.